Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks so much for being here with us on this. What is it? It's a Wednesday afternoon. I got all confused there for a second. I thought it was a Tuesday afternoon, but it is a Wednesday afternoon. I know because Tuesday was a really good day for us, and I want to share that. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest, and you are welcome to call. I guess the word got out that Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. There's only two lines open at the moment, but if you've got a question about anything having to do with the Catholic faith, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884, whether you're Catholic or not. As a matter of fact, whether you have any faith at all or not, whether you are curious about the Catholic Church or whether you might want to pose a challenge to the Catholic faith, you're welcome here. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Yesterday was day numero uno of our annual spring pledge drive. And I told you I'd come back and tell you how we did yesterday. And both hours, we had a $20,000 match each hour yesterday. And both hours, we were able to meet the match. So I just want to say thank you for getting us started. And we're very, very grateful. The way it works around here, as you probably have heard me say before, is we fund for the next 3 months. So for the last 30 years, we've come to you each quarter and said, hey, we need the money to keep going for the next 3 months. And always over those, it's not quite 30 years, but roughly 30 years, folks have responded and said, yes, we will support you. So let me tell you about where we're going to be this hour, and then I'll bring Joe Heschmeyer in. All the lines are full for Joe as the show goes on. If you want to call in, 888-318-7884. I wanted to give out that number one last time because I'm going to be giving the other number for most of the show. Here's how it works. We've got a $20,000 match. A very generous donor has given us $20,000 if we can raise $20,000 this hour. So if we raise 10, the 10 gets matched. If we raise 15, the 15 gets matched. If we raise the full 20, two things happen. One, we reach our goal for the hour. That's our goal. We know where we need to be in order to be headed towards being fully funded for the next 3 months. That's what we're looking for, is $20,000 this hour. The other thing we do is we get the other $20,000. We use up all that match. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. That will get you straight into our offices here where our colleagues are waiting on the line for you right now. No calls yet, so you can be the first one today. Any gift in any amount up to $20,000 matched dollar for dollar. 888-291-8000. But we've also got two other matches I want to tell you about because our supporters know what we need, and one of the things we need is monthly donors. So if you start, there's our first call today. Thank you so much for getting us started. So if you're a new monthly donor and you can make a pledge of $20 a month, you'll be matched a second time. Just think about that. You pledge $20 a month. It's matched once to turn it into $40 a month, and it's matched a second time to turn it into $60 a month. So your money is essentially tripled. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. One other match to tell you about, and then I will bring Joe Heschmeyer in here because I've got a question I want to ask Joe before I let you ask Joe your questions. And that other match is this. If you can make a one-time gift of $500, we've got a donor who will match it a second time. Now, if you can do more than 500, if you can do 700 or 1,000 or 2,000, this donor will match it, and as long as it's over $500. So let's review that. If you are able to make a pledge right now of $500, you get matched, 100% matched on that $20,000 match, but it get matched a second time. So for us, it becomes $1,500. 888-291-8000. There are two other ways to access that match and to support us. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, safe and secure online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or just use your phone computer and put in a text the word Catholic to 24365. Just text the word Catholic to 24365. Enough of that. We'll spend a few minutes this hour raising money, but we really want Joe Heschmeyer to answer our questions. Joe Heschmeyer, apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of The Eucharist is Really Jesus, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church, Pope Peter, and so many other great books. Joe Heschmeyer, thank you very much for being here with us on Fundraising Day.
I'm happy to be here.
We love having you. Now, I've got a kind of a challenge for you. It's the 1 minute challenge. Did they tell you I was going to give you a 1 minute challenge today?
I did.
Okay.
You told you were going to give me a 1 minute challenge.
Okay, good, because it would be bad if I was about to give you a 1 minute challenge and nobody told you you had the 1 minute challenge. But people like this on the internet, so we thought we'd try it with you. Give me your 1 minute defense of the papacy. Joe Heschmeyer, 1 minute defense of the papacy.
Starting now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go. I'm sorry. I should have said the word go. I apologize. Go!
All right. In Luke 22, when the disciples are arguing about which of them is the greatest, Jesus gives a model for leadership in the church. That leadership is servant leadership. He gives himself as the model for what that looks like. But this doesn't just mean people choose to be leaders. Leadership is top down in the church. We see this by Christ's own example. He chooses the 12, and then he describes how he appointed them and is going to have them govern the 12 tribes sitting in judgment on thrones in the kingdom. This is a symbol of royal authority. This is what judgment is. If you want more on that, read the book of Judges.
Okay.
And then he selects one of them, Simon Peter, and says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to sift all of you, like you all, you plural, like wheat. But I prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brethren. So Peter is put in the position of servant leader of the servant leaders. That's what the papacy is.
No,
55
no,
seconds.
You got more time. Oh my gosh, I wasn't ready. I was still napping. I had no idea you were going to finish early. Joe Heschmeyer killed it. 888-291-8000 is the number you can call to pledge your support. Catholic Answers Live. This program, and this I'll just say this, and then we will let Joe take caller questions. It goes all around the world for free. It's on the EWTN network. It's on local radio stations. It's on people's podcasts and people's websites. It's on their apps all around the world. I have heard it in many countries that are not the U.S., and other people do as well. You hear us get the calls from the Philippines or Nigeria or, like as I always like to say, exotic places like Sweden. And and you're supporting that. You make that possible. The reason we can get it out to people all around the world is your support. So one more time, I'll give the numbers and the places to go, and then I'll let Joe answer some phone questions. The number is 888-291-8000. Please call and make your pledge right now. Every pledge matched up to $20,000. 888-291-8000. Or you can go.
Sorry, can I say something about that? Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Give the website or text, whatever you were going to give.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Yeah.
You can go safe and secure because I say it every time. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All right. Go ahead.
I remembered the wrong part. I remembered the safe and secure part, not
yeah.
the
end not the
part
where you
told
go.
Me where to go safe and secure. Yeah. So it only kind of worked. But I was going to say, if you think about it like a spectrum. So look, for everybody listening, here's why you should support Catholic Radio. The world needs evangelization, and evangelization is not going to be a one-size-fits-all sort of approach. And one of the most effective things you can do to evangelize is interact with somebody one-on-one. This is what we call deep evangelization. You can accompany them, you can plant the seed, and you can water the seed, and you can help grow the seed. You can be with them maybe along their entire journey. But not everyone is called to do that for everyone because you're limited in the number of people you can do that with. So you have, in addition to deep evangelization, you've got broad evangelization where you reach a lot of people. And so one of the things that we try to do is do as much as we can in the way of those two dimensions, reach as many people as we can in as deep a way as we can. And radio is uniquely suited to that. Why? Because right now you are part of a live conversation. So it manages to be, on the one hand, this medium through which thousands, hundreds of thousands, however many people, whoever wants to tune in can tune in. And at the same time, it's not just anonymous and generic. People call in with their individual personal problems, which might be the same as your personal problem. And so we can have an actual deep conversation in a truly human way while also reaching a lot of people. And so this is more personal than a book and more intimate than a book, but at the same time reaches more people than a one-on-one conversation. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. It's just one important tool in the arsenal of evangelization that we have.
Joe Heschmeyer, our guest, call that number, 888-291-8000. Now 10 of our colleagues are waiting by the phone. One is on the phone, so 11 of them at their desks ready to take your call, 888-291-8000. We will start in Sunnyside, Washington. Listening on the Catholic Answers app is John in Sunnyside, Washington. Welcome, John. Thanks for getting us started.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me today.
We're happy that you're here. Thank you. Thanks for getting us going.
Yep. Awesome. Well, hey, had a quick question. You know, it's obviously very difficult when you have family that isn't really practicing the faith, and in particular when they have kids and don't baptize those kids. So I was just kind of curious, what are the best or some of the best arguments for trying to convince a family member like that to baptize their kids?
Very quick clarification question. What is their relationship to faith right now?
Kind of agnostic. Kind of, you know, I can be spiritual and pray, but I don't really need the church. And it's a little more complicated than that, but I'll just leave it there. Yeah.
Okay. So you've got deeper issues than the baptism thing. And I think that that probably is what needs to be worked on, to be honest with you. Because even if you convince them to baptize their children, if they're not serious about raising their kids in the faith, the church would actually say not to baptize your children if there's not a reasonable expectation of them being brought up in the Catholic faith. That we don't want to resolve the surface level issue of the fact that they're not wanting to baptize their children. We're wanting to get into the deeper spiritual issues for why they're not wanting to baptize their children. And it sounds like those deeper spiritual issues are the agnosticism, the sense that you can be spiritual but not religious, you don't really need the church. So I don't think what you need is going to be a list of verses showing the importance of baptism, although you can get those. And you can look at all the households and acts that get baptized, which would have included children in many cases as well. But I would suggest instead just focus on presenting who Jesus is, and then from there, present the fact that one of the missions of the Messiah is to come and gather all of the lost sheep together so there can be one flock and one shepherd, as Jesus says in John 10. And so this idea that our relationship with God should be renegade, individualistic, and just one-on-one, it fundamentally misunderstands who Jesus is as the good shepherd. Like, yes, there's the intimacy of the good shepherd carrying the sheep, but the sheep is also part of a flock. And the sheep that separates itself from the flock is called lost. So you don't want to become a lost sheep. Mm. Like, that is not a model of Christianity. That's pretty explicitly what we're told not to do. You don't want to be someone who cuts themselves off from the body of Christ. You want to be part of the kingdom. You want to be part of the body. You want to be part of the flock, because that's what Jesus comes and inaugurates. And it's in that that we have this kind of communion, number one, with God, and number two, with our neighbor. So I would say hit those notes, and everything else can follow once those problems are sort of resolved. Does that help?
Yeah, that helps a lot. Thank you. It's a little tougher, but yeah, it definitely helps.
It is tougher. It is tougher. I wish it was just like, quote this verse, they'll baptize their babies, and then everything will be okay. But the reality is there's a deeper issue that it sounds like is going on there.
John, thank you very much for that call. Joe Heschmeyer, our guest. And if you are driving or listening without watching on video, you do probably want to see Joe's outfit for today. It's quite impressive. He dressed as De La Rosa Marzipan for this.
That reference, I'm not sure how many people are going to get that. I see now that De La Rosa Marzipan was dropped in the chat, and I didn't get it until just now. But yeah, that is a spot on comparison.
Yeah, looking good, Joe. And thanks for doing it. Thanks for dressing up for the pledge drive. Listen, right now we've got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We are in the third hour of our 6 hours of pledge drive. We've got a long way to go, about $19,000 left of our $20,000 match that we started with. So the great time to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or as Joe likes to say, go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic to 24365. Hey, maybe you're like, I could make a $50 gift. I could do that. I could make a $50 gift. Well, tell you what, that $50 is going to be $100 to us because we got a $20,000 match right now. But I'd also like to send you this beautiful new book from Robert Greving called The Apostolate of Courtesy, How to Save Souls and Change the World Through the Power of Manners. If you can make a $50 gift right now, that is yours. We will put it in the mail to you. Maybe you are someone who can make that $500 gift. I already told you $500 gifts are double matched. It'll be $1,500 to us by the time you hang up the phone, 888-291-8000. But we'll send you the Apostolate of Courtesy, and we'll also send you Evidence for Christ, How We Know That Jesus Is the Messiah, the new book from Jimmy Akin. Again, we've got 12 lines open at the moment, 4 lines occupied, so perfect time to call 888-291-8000. Joe, you want to go to...
I'm so used to us getting to commercial right there. It took me a second to remember. Yeah.
You thought I was going to commercial.
We're not doing that right now.
You're the commercial, Joe.
I did. I'm the commercial.
Well, hey, I'll do the commercial. Try Dolorosa Marzipan Candy. It's delicious. There, I just did it.
I really appreciate that. I couldn't have done that as well. I'll say this. Hey, guys, we are behind on reaching our goals, and I want the success of Catholic Answers, but selfishly, I also don't want to be the guy who underperforms in Radio Drive. So if you won't do it for the sake of Jesus and his church, if you won't do it for all the people we evangelize and reach, do it to spare the humiliation of watching me go down in flames on the radio for 2 hours straight. Hey, let's try that out. Let's see if that works.
The phones are ringing, Joe. We're down to 9 lines open. Apparently people don't want you to be humiliated.
I do plenty of it on my own.
Well, you chose the shirt. 888 291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Just 8 lines open now. Perfect time to call. I really do. I mean, Joe, as soon as folks heard you were on, we got every single line full. I really do want to do what we normally do. I would like you to be able to answer questions. And that's really what we're here to do. But we've got to raise the funds in order to be fully funded for the next 3 months. So I would ask folks, if you enjoy listening to the questions, now's a good time to call, get it out of the way, get it done. When you call in the middle of the pledge drive, which is what we're in right now, you really help us out tomorrow as well. You're doing double duty because you're leaving a phone line open for one of the people who are the people like me who leave everything to the last minute. I am one of those people. And if you could do it now and not be one of those people, you really help us tomorrow. 888-291-8000. All right, let's go down. Let's go over to South Bend, Indiana, where Sydney is listening on the Ave Maria Radio Network. We're very glad to have you, Sydney. Go ahead with your question.
Oh, hi, Joe. I asked a question about Seventh-day Adventists being very anti-Catholic, but may I tell you why specifically? Okay, so South Bend is quite a Catholic city, as you might imagine, but we are in the broadcast area of a beautiful classical musical station out of Andrews University, which is a Seventh-day Adventist university in southern Michigan. And I listen to them a lot. They're terrific on classical music. But the other day I heard a sermon on Saturday, their Sabbath, which was extremely anti-Catholic. I mean, the preacher actually said that the Catholic Church is based on the Roman Empire and the Pope is nothing more than the Roman Emperor.
Just a Constantine warmed over kind of idea.
Exactly. It's the Roman Empire is the template for the Catholic Church. Anyway, I've been in contact with them. I had a very difficult sort of saying to them as charitably as possible, oh, how can you constantly ask for donations to your radio station from Catholic listeners while you are at the same? They won't answer that question. I did get in contact with the pastor, and he's being very combative with me. saying, like, what's your problem? Like, can you scripturally prove to me that you're right and I'm wrong?
Ah. So do you want help with that?
Yes. Well, this part of me is like, why don't you guys have Joe Heschmeyer come to your campus?
Oh, do it. Joe, go visit the Seventh-day Adventist, Joe. But in lieu of that, let's give Sydney an answer to her question right now.
Okay. I'm going to do my best to keep it relatively succinct because I want to honor the fact that we're in the middle of Radio Drive. But here's the thing. Seventh-day Adventism was born out of so a young woman by the name of Ellen Goldwhite is kind of the co-founder of Seventh-day Adventism. They were a group of people who thought Jesus was going to return in 1844, and then he didn't. And then they didn't know what to do next. And then they started listening to these visions that allegedly this young woman, Ellen, was having. And she, like, I don't think that she is intentionally listening to demons or anything. She'd had a serious head injury earlier on. I think she just had, like, authentic mental illness and probably was having delusions. I mean, this part of her history is actually pretty well documented. But she had all these claims that reflected the bigotry against Catholicism at the time. And so one of the things that, you know, she taught and that they teach, so they believe, by the way, she had the gift of prophecy. They don't usually call her a prophetess, but a lot of their religion is built around her as like some kind of revelator from God. And she's just wrong about all sorts of stuff. And very obviously wrong in a way that even Adventist scholars can't really defend her historical claims, where she's claiming to have visions of like the Pope and Constantine changing the day of Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday, and that this was to help bring pagans in because they were worshiping on Sunday. And like literally every part of this is false. Number one, Sunday is not the Sabbath, and Catholics don't claim that it is. Sunday is, though, the day of the Lord. And the day of the Lord was celebrated as the principal day of worship, and not just in the time of Constantine, but going all the way back to the first century. And we can see this in records that we actually have. Like, well before Constantine ever existed, you've got people like Justin Martyr talking about why it is Christians worship on Sunday instead of Saturday, and he's writing in the 100s. You've got St. Ignatius in 107, a disciple of the Apostle John, explaining that this is one of the differences between Christianity and Judaism. And then you have John himself referring to the day of the Lord in the book of Revelation. And then you have these references in Acts to the Christians being together on the first day of the week. So together, it's just this overwhelming case that Christians, as far back as we find, never appeared to have Saturday as their principal day of worship. Now, by all means, we'd be completely fine. If you want to worship on Saturday, that's great. You should worship God anywhere and everywhere. We're not going to tell you not to do that. But when you peddle this completely false history and say, oh, it all used to be Saturday, and then it changed to Sunday in 325, it didn't. That's just not true. Also not true, the idea that pagans worshiped on Sunday. Pagans didn't even usually use the seven-day calendar we use today. If you're familiar with the phrase, the Ides of March, the Romans had a completely different calendar that didn't have Sunday on it in any meaningful sense because it wasn't 7 days long for a week. It was 15 days long for a half month. So, you know, the whole framework is just built on plenty of just blatantly false things. But because Adventists operate in this kind of high control environment where they don't usually expose themselves to outside knowledge, these falsehoods have been circulating for a couple hundred years, almost, well, 150 years, basically. And they just, like, the internet is slowly correcting this, but there are a lot of Adventists who genuinely believe this stuff is true. Like, you can find people saying crazy stuff about Constantine all the time. And my solution in those cases is just Google it. Just look it up. Like, try to find a document from the time period that actually shows the thing they're saying, or try to find some scholar, some actual person with a degree that has some expertise in the field who backs all of this up. Because if this was true, secular historians would talk about it. And it's not, and they don't. And in fact, they say the exact opposite, because all of this stuff is very obviously made up. And so this, like, the idea that Jesus is going to return very soon, that's the Adventism part, and that we're to worship only on Saturday, that's the seventh day part of Seventh-day Adventism, is like the twofold part of it. So they made a bunch of predictions about the end of the world. Those all were false. They made a bunch of claims about the history of the seventh day. Those all were false. And those are the things that are holding their religion together. So it's largely just a rejection of Catholicism as the bad guys in this largely fictional version of history. If you want more on this, because I know we have to move on, I have an episode I did a couple months ago on my channel, Shameless Popery, called Why Do Christians Worship on Sunday? And it explores the Adventist claims, letting them speak for themselves, and then shows, just comparing the Adventist claim with the historical record, that shows that these claims are just very clearly not true.
Sydney, thank you for the call. As Joe said, we've got to go back to a little bit of fundraising for a minute here. The number is 888-291-8000 to call and make your pledge. This hour, we've got a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match, and if we can meet that match, we're well on our way to funding Catholic Answers Live for the next 3 months. There's a second match this hour for any gift of $500 one time or more. That will be double matched. And there's a third match. Any new pledge of $20 or more per month, you know, on a monthly pledge, that will also be matched. So there's lots of ways to get these matches. One, just make your pledge, 888-291-8000, and everything is matched, dollar for dollar. Two, if you can give $500 or more one time, it will be double matched. Three, if you can start a new monthly pledge of $20 or more, that will also be double matched. We're going to take a couple minutes break. Perfect time to call, 888-291-8000. Safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. We are in the second day of 3 days of raising funds. While we continue to do the regular show, $15,000 left of matching funds this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to take advantage of those matching funds. Double matched if you can make a pledge of $500 or more one time. Also double matched if you can start a new monthly pledge of $20 or more. Here in studio with me, Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers. Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Cy, thanks for having me into your studio.
Oh, well, I'm very happy to have you in my
studio. I really
studio.
Dig this. I don't know who's watching on YouTube. Everybody should be watching on YouTube because they can see the really sweet shirt that Joe Heschmeyer is wearing.
It's making me hungry for marzipan.
Yes. Yeah, now everybody who's listening is going to look up marzipan.
Yeah.
Cy.
I want to just share something real quick, if I may, from the chat. People are saying Cy is not drinking his big gulp because the CEO is here. And I just want to expose that rumor and scandal. to everyone that there's Big Gulp Gate is resolved. All right, there we go.
Site, yeah. Is that a Diet Coke?
I don't want to discuss what's in it, but yeah. Some part of it might be made up of Diet
My Coke. Friends, there are 11 lines open right now while my friends Joe Heschmeyer and Cy Kellett talk about Big Gulps. I'm here to tell you that it's time to support Catholic Answers Live. The phone number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. There's 11 lines open. Only four people are talking on the phones right now. And every gift that you make above $500 is going to be doubled. So here's what I would like. If you're capable of making a gift of $2,500 or $5,000, that's $5,000 or $10,000 to us. That's how it comes back to us. That's the actual math. How'd my math do there?
That was good.
Yep.
I liked it.
And here's what it is, folks. I know Cy explained this, but I'm going to repeat it. This is a real match. We don't get the money from the donors who've generously put this money up until we meet it. So we rounded up the money. We got many generous donors to help build this pool for us. But now it's up to you. And there are 12 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. Now it is up to you to bring your loaves and fishes to the
the meal? Shall we say to the party? I don't know where.
Golly,
we're going.
That's pretty bad. I was at a loss for words. Yeah, to the party.
Okay,
that precisely. Didn't quite land, but yes, bring the loaves and fish. The miracle of sharing.
And we will.
Joe,
no, it's going to get multiplied by our generous donors. It's going to get doubled. Now that's not quite as an impressive multiplication as Jesus worked. That was, in fact, a miracle. But nonetheless, it's going to get doubled. So 13 lines open, 888-291-8000. Cy, here's the thing. I have questions for our listeners.
Okay.
I know they're supposed to ask the questions. I have questions. Do you want, this is listeners, I'm asking you.
Yes.
Do you want to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and bring people to his love and mercy and the grace of his sacraments and the fullness of his truth? Do you want this?
Yes, we do.
Okay, well,
I'm playing the part of the
I'm hoping that everyone listening does desire this. If you don't desire it, then, you know, we got to go back. But I'm assuming everybody desires this. Mm-hmm. So if the answer to that is yes, 888-291-8000, 13 lines open. If the answer to that question is yes, then here's what I need you to do. What I'm going to ask you right now doesn't have to do with giving money to Catholic Answers. We'll come to that. 14 lines open. I need you to get in the habit every day of talking to people in your family, where you work, with strangers about Jesus Christ. This is something you need to start doing. 888-291-8000. Cy Kellett has a magnificent book to tell you how to do this. And Jimmy Akin has a brand new book, which if you donate, called Evidence for Christ, which is going to help you do this. Now, I'm assuming that you want to do this and that you're prepared to start talking to people about Jesus Christ. But this is my question. What if you could reach millions of people with the fullness of the truth, with the love and mercy of Jesus Christ, with the grace of his sacraments? What if you could do that? What if you could help that cause by making a financial gift? 888-291-8000. You can, in fact, do this by supporting Catholic Answers Live, because Catholic Answers, through our radio program, through our social media, through our great podcasts with Joe and Trent and Jimmy and Carlo, through Catholic.com, we reach millions of people. We reach millions of people with the gospel. 888-291-8000. So it's very efficient, my friends. You write a check for $1,000, and you are going to be certain that you are going to reach many, many, many more people with the fullness of the truth. 888-291-8000.
I apologize, Chris. 888-291-8000. Time to pick up that phone and call. We still have about $15,000 of our match money. We can do this. It's you can do it. I mean, you can help us get there, because we've always counted on your generosity, and you have time and time again come in to help. But it really is the case that this show does not go on without folks supporting it, and your support is needed right now to help us use up $15,000 more of match money at 888-291-8000.
If I said to you, listener, dear listener, if you could write a check, and I do this every time we do a drive, if you could write a check for $500 and know that as a consequence of your gift, as an effect of your gift, someone, maybe many people, would come into the Catholic Church, would you write that check? Of course you would. The answer to that is yes. Well, we can assure you that people come into the Catholic Church because of the work of Cy Kellett, Joe Heschmeyer, Jimmy Akin, Carlo, Trent, all the magnificent people on the other side of this glass who make this show run so smoothly and with such skillful production skills, talents. The great Luke Bender, who manipulates all those YouTube algorithms.
To get us out there.
It's incredible what he does. And
if you want to donate without missing a second of the show, you can literally continue to listen while texting the word Catholic to 24365. That's 24365, like 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Or by going to Catholic
on leap day.
Or by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. There are 10 lines open. Let's get that down to, what do you think, Cy? Five?
Let's get into single numbers. But there's no reason why we couldn't do that. I think sometimes folks are, especially in the middle day of the, are waiting for the last day of the drive. But we have these wonderful matches now. It's a perfect time. And we're really trying to encourage you to call now, 888-291-8000. Maybe you can make that one-time $500 gift and get it tripled right now. Maybe you're in a position where you could start that $20 a month pledge, maybe a $50 a month pledge, whatever it works. It's going to be tripled right now because of the double matching, 888-291-8000. I feel like we should take a call, and then we'll come back and let people know whether those phones started ringing.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Javier in South Carolina. Javier, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Joe Heschmeyer.
Hey, guys. Am I online? Am I live?
You are on air with Joe Heschmeyer. Yeah, go ahead, Javier.
Oh, okay. First off, thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. I hear people saying this all the time, but being live and being able to say this, at least over the lines, it's really good. It's
could you call every day, Javier? We'd appreciate it. You really haven't been calling enough, Javier.
I have called multiple times.
Okay, all right.
Sorry?
Just call every day. That's all I need, Javier. Thank you.
It's very encouraging, Javier.
Okay, so my question is, how do we know if a person has the Holy Spirit? My wife asked me this, in fact, about you, Joe. I was defending or trying to share your debate with Doug Wilson, and she asked me, well, but does he have the Holy Spirit? And I was like, I didn't know how to answer, honestly. I stuttered, and I was like, how do I answer that one?
Wonderful. Thank you, Javier.
Yeah, it's a great question. So there's two things. One, there's actually a limit to how well you can know the interior of another person's heart, because you have people who have a good outward appearance, but inside they're whitewashed tombs or they're wolves in sheep's clothing. And so, yeah, I'm happy to tell you I don't think I'm that, but I bet if I was, I would tell you that too. So take it for what it's worth. One way, in John 21, when Peter wants to know what's going to happen to John, Jesus basically tells him to mind his own business. He says, what is that to you? As for you, follow me. And so we are told how to know if we've got the Holy Spirit by looking at certain things in our own lives. And some of these are going to be things that you might see them in somebody else's life, but these are things that are much easier to see in your own life if you're being honest and if you are having a spirit-led examination of conscience. So St. Paul gives us two lists in Galatians chapter 5. He says, but if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are plain: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. So if you look at your life, if you look at your heart, and you're like, wow, I've given my heart over to all of these things that I've been told in Scripture are contrary to the Spirit, contrary to what God is trying to lead me to, these are clearly works of the flesh. St. Paul says, I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But then he gives a positive list as well. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So if you can look at your heart and say, yeah, these are the things that are growing in my heart, that is a good sign that you've got good seed planted there. That the old ways, the sins you used to engage in are no longer the ones, the kind of weeds have not taken root in your heart anymore. And instead, there's good fruit growing up. You know, we bought a house in November, and we have a garden. The prior owners, the husband was a great gardener. And so there's a bunch of stuff planted on the side of the house, and I don't know what it is yet. And I'm just finding out as everything grows. And in a similar way, there are times where in the early stages of a thing, you may not know if something is good or bad, but you wait and see what the fruit is. Is this something that is making me more like what St. Paul said I ought to look like in terms of the fruit of the Spirit? Is this something that's drawing me away from it? Those are the kind of things to look for. There is, unfortunately, no infallible way to just look around and know where in the garden are weeds and where in the garden are wheat. And we're warned that explicitly in Matthew 13 by Jesus, because our temptation is to try to weed the garden, to get rid of all the bad weeds. And Jesus says, if you try to do that, you may uproot some of the wheat as well. So we follow the truth, and we hope the people presenting the truth are saints, but we don't know that for sure, and we don't actually need to know that for sure. So to the heart of your wife's question, the reason I would tell you to listen to the points I'm making in the debate aren't because I think I'm holier than Doug Wilson and therefore you should follow me. No, no, no. That's not it at all. I don't know the state of his soul. I barely know the state of my own. And the human heart is deceptive above all things. I could be in, you know, some kind of delusion about myself. Rather, I would say these things are clearly and objectively true, and we should listen to them whether the person proclaiming them is worth a hill of beans or not.
Javier, I'm going to say thank you for that, and we will. We have to take a very quick break. I do want to let you know we're moving right along. I'll share with you a couple very lovely gifts that have helped us. But $7,500 left in match money this hour, so we can do it. We can make the match. $7,500 left to go. 888-291-8000.
Hang on, we'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
The Catechism defines evangelization as the proclamation of Christ and his gospel by word and the testimony of life. But what does that look like in real life? It looks like St. Paul street evangelists out in the public square sharing the good news. We're a Catholic nonprofit that starts conversations by handing out free sacramentals. Then we employ our method of listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. We are in the third hour of 6 hours of pledge drives. I haven't been saying this enough. If you'd like to participate in the pledge drive, if you'd like to take a part in the matches that we have, $20,000 match, any pledge is matched up to $20,000. There's $7,500 of that left for this hour. You can just text the word Catholic to 24365. Text Catholic to 24365. You can take a part in the other two matches. If you can make a one-time gift of $500 or more, your pledge is tripled this hour. Or if you can start a new monthly pledge of $20 a month or more, your pledge is tripled. Just text the word Catholic to 24365. You two probably noticed, Chris Check and Joe Heschmeyer, that we went from needing $15,000 to needing $7,500. So folks were very, very generous with us while Joe was talking to Javier.
That's beautiful. We cut that in half. If we keep doing that, we'll reach our goal. We will never reach our goal, but we'll get really close to it.
We'll never.
There are 12 lines open right now, so it's a great time to call 888-291-8000. I want to go back to Javier's question as it relates especially to the work of Catholic Answers. And I'm not going to cite any scripture or church documents in responding to what Javier said. I do think that it is, well, I may cite a scripture. I do think that it is possible over time to develop a sense of someone's heart. I understand, mm-hmm. as Joe said, a sense, not a complete picture.
Right.
I understand, as Joe said, right. The heart is tangled, and that's in Jeremiah. So there, I cited some scripture. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, 12 lines open. But one thing that is evident about this radio program and the work of Catholic Answers more broadly, in fact, all of it, is that it is done, our evangelization and apologetics work is done with gentleness and compassion. And so there's another scripture I cited, 888-291-8000. And that, I know for a fact, draws people, not to us, though to us, but not for the sake of ourselves, but to Jesus Christ. And we're happy to be conduits of the Holy Spirit in that regard. So our voice, the Catholic Answers voice, is trusted, it's accurate, it's entertaining sometimes, but it is gentle and it is compassionate as well. And that is, as the Romans say or said, nobody gives what he doesn't have. So
yes.
On the question of, you know, how much of the Holy Spirit is working inside Joe, it's evident to me that a good bit is, and it comes out not just in the quality of his answers, but in the absolute sense that anyone gets, and it's the same with you, Cy, the love that comes out of the both of you for everyone who calls this program and everyone with whom we come in contact in the work of Catholic Answers. There are 8 lines open, my friends. Let's get it to 5, 888-291-8000. And this love, I'm not saying there are not other apostolates that do not operate with love. Many, many do. But it is a hallmark of the work of Catholic Answers, and it is especially, 6 lines open, 888-291-8000. It is especially critical in this age where the modern media, the online world, the so-called social media, all these things, 5 lines open. Let's get to 0, 888-291-8000.
That's exciting.
Where so much of the social media, where so much of the modern media is not characterized by love, by compassion, by gentleness, but by things that are opposed to these things, anger and vitriol and vanity. But those things do not color the work of Catholic Answers, on the contrary. And so we do, this is something that we work at, and we keep one another in check in this regard, by the way. 888-291-8000. So my friends—
Can I add to that?
Go right ahead.
It bears really good fruit. I was just at a conference at Benedictine today, Benedictine University, not just in Kansas, and I met 2 men who had driven in from Covington, Kentucky. They were both Protestant converts to Catholicism. They actually met each other at Bible College in Oregon. And one of them very graciously gave— I know. And there's a lot there. I'm not going to name their names because I don't know. But one of them actually gave me 2 very nice bottles of scotch as a thank you for the work that I'd done through Catholic Answers. And it wasn't just that he was receiving it. He was sharing it with his friends. Yeah. And so he, I believe, was the sponsor for this other young man. And the 2 of them, you know, are now part of this faithful Catholic little enclave within Covington, Kentucky. And they're passionate enough about this that they drove a pretty long way from Kentucky to Atchison, Kansas. And it was just so beautiful and inspiring to see, like, yes, lives really are changed and transformed. And so the work that we're doing here and the work that you're supporting when you donate, it really does make a difference.
888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, we're down to 6,000 to raise this hour. I am going to let you take another call, Joe. I want to give a few thank yous. I just want to say this because I have not gotten to this, but Michelle from North Carolina, before we even went on the air today, she donated $3,000. And she says she raised her kids on Catholic Answers Live, and all 4 are Catholic, faithful Catholic adults today.
Glory to God.
Michelle, that's first of all, thank you for the gift, but thank you for the encouragement as well. That means so much.
Thank God for the grace.
I also want to thank Judy from Nevada, who just called in the last few minutes, and $5,000. That's a big part of why we're going to be able to make our match this hour. Judy, God bless you. Thank you so much for that. I just want to get those 2 in. 2 extremely generous gifts and really important, helpful. Thank you so much. 888-291-8000.
I was going to say, Cy, those of you who are listening who cannot make a gift of that size, you still need to call and give whatever it is that you're able to do. That is going to be doubled by our generous donors, and it's going to be multiplied by God in ways that none of us sitting in this room right now know.
Amen.
You're going to meet people on the other side of the veil, 888-291-8000, and they are going to thank you for your support of Catholic Answers. That's going to happen. You're going to have that experience when you get to heaven and you're united with God. And people will say, thank you for supporting that magnificent ministry. Because of them, I came back to the Catholic Church. Because of them, I came into the Catholic Church. Because of them, I was an atheist, and now I'm in the seminary, or whatever it was.
And we hear that.
Yep.
Joe, I'm going to go to the phones and let you answer a question, if you will agree to be somewhat circumspect so that we can let people know where we are at the top of the hour.
I shall try.
Vivian in Harrisonburg, Virginia, listening on EWTN.com. Vivian, go ahead with your question.
Yes, I have a question about the Mass.
Okay.
But as far as the Holy Spirit goes, the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit. Jesus says God is love, so the Holy Spirit is love.
Amen.
Altruistic love. And so my question,
yep,
is, I think it would be better to change the name Mass to something more effective and true, which would probably draw people into the church, and that is to call it the Christian Remembrance of God's Love. Now, Jesus asked us to remember him by, you know, the sharing of the bread. But it's essentially all about what Jesus went through out of love for us.
Vivian.
That brings you to your knees.
And it does indeed. Vivian, I'm going to let Joe respond because it's
Vivian,
we've got the suggestion.
You,
thank you.
You might benefit from reading the Catechism in paragraph 1328 all the way to 1332, because it actually gives us 11 different names for the Mass. And the Mass is the most famous one, of course, because it's a liturgy in which the mystery of salvation is accomplished, which concludes with the sending forth, the dismissal, the missio of the faithful, so they may fulfill God's will in their daily life. So the Mass comes from this word about how we're being sent on mission. That's one name for it. Another is the Eucharist. It's from Thanksgiving, because this is, the Eucharist is an act of thanksgiving to God. It's also called the Lord's Supper. It's called the breaking of the bread. It's called the Synaxis, or Eucharistic Assembly, because we gather together. It is called the Memorial, so very similar in that way to what you're asking for. It's called the Holy Sacrifice. It is called the Holy and Divine Liturgy. This is particularly in the East. It is sometimes referred to as the Sacred Mysteries. It is sometimes called the Most Blessed Sacrament, both the host but also the whole Eucharistic liturgy is sometimes called the Most Blessed Sacrament. And then finally, it's called Holy Communion. So if you want to know why we use those different names, then you can find an explanation, at least a brief explanation for each of those within the Catechism in those paragraphs. So I hope that is good spiritual food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun.
What a wonderful call, too, and thank you. And it's beautiful to start your call with praise for the Holy Spirit, and you're always welcome here. I do want to let people know we're under $2,000 to go for this hour. So,
And we got about 2 minutes to go.
And we got 2 minutes, $1,000 a minute, and we will be fully funded for this hour, and we'll be halfway through the pledge drive. We'll make our match for the whole first half of the pledge drive if we can get $2,000 in the next couple minutes. 888-291-8000.
Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 243-65. We have 9 lines open, my friend. If in these last couple of minutes we can get that down to 5 lines open or 4 or 3, now's the time to make your call and join the show at the beginning of the next hour, 888-291-8000. We are ticking down away at these numbers, but we've got about a little less than $2,000 to go.
And when we go to the break, we'll continue to take calls, of course. 8 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. But I'll come back and let you know how we did. We've got Joe for another hour. We've got lots of callers on. We're going to continue to take calls. Joe, we do have you for another hour, right? You don't have to go out and sell
marzipan.
As far
as I know, unless something happens to me.
There's another surprise guest in the second hour, too.
Really?
Yes.
Surprise guest coming up second hour.
888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We can do this. I can feel it. We can do this. Again, we've got match money. We started with $20,000. It says on my screen right now, $1,897 of match money left. Use that up, please. 888-291-8000. But anyways, there's two other matches. Any gift of $500 is matched the second time. Any new pledge of $20 a month or more is also matched the second time. 888-291-8000. Joe, where else can they go?
They can go safe and secure by texting Catholic to 24365, 24365.
I love the safe and secure part. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Oh, just seven lines open. Let's fill them up. 888-291-8000.